Happy Anywhere. That's the new Blake Shelton. He'll probably be doing it tomorrow in Grindstone, PA for the drive-in concert. Victoria Chagnon from Aliquippa was our winner this morning, so she will be there having a grand old time. Speaking of a grand old time, tomorrow night, Jennerstown Speedway has got every monster truck you could imagine. Bill Raybar, the general manager, is with us. You got a big deal going on tomorrow night, don't you, Bill?
It is. It's a little bit change of pace for here at Jennerstown Speedway. Usually every Saturday we have asphalt racing. This weekend we have the All-Star Monster Truck Tour invading the Jennerstown Speedway with six trucks this year. So really, really excited.
That's an upgrade from, what was it last year? What was it, four?
Yeah, we had four trucks last year. You know, it was the first year that we've had the tour come, so we wanted to build upon it. So this year we're featuring six trucks. Really great trucks. One's called Quad Chaos, so it's a monster truck that looks like a little kid's quad. We have one called Dirt Crew, which is a Tonka truck, which my 5 and 7 year old are going to see. We have one called Samson, Toxic, Pretty Wicked, which is actually a lady driver. And we also have Stinger Unleashed, who is very popular. See him on Monster Jam all the time. And we're doing something really special. We're doing what's called the Steel Wall Crash. So we're going to have a stack of six cars. And truck's just going to launch into them, knock them over, ball of fire. We're really, really excited for tomorrow night.
As Cowboy would say, if that ain't America.
That's right. That is America, man.
It's almost impossible. I don't want to jinx anything, but it's almost impossible to ruin these trucks. They're so solidly and wisely built. Is that true?
That's true, but they try their best, Stoney. Falling off. Last year we had sparks flying, rear ends burning up. They give 110%, and what's left at the end of the night, they just pick up the pieces and do it all again.
What is the average budget that these folks, you know, run these monster trucks?
I can't even imagine. I know last year we talked to Zane, who drives Stinger Unleashed, and he blew his rear end up and stood it up, flipped it over, and I think he said, yeah, that's about a $6,000 bill just to put the rear end. So, wow. They are all about putting on a show for the fans. It doesn't matter if they end up upside down or sideways. They want to hear the fans cheering and screaming, and that's what they get here at Jennerstown Speedway.
How does it work? Can people come up and get the tickets right there? Can get them online? How's the best thing to handle tomorrow night?
Well, there's two options. You can go to Jennerstown.org and purchase your tickets in advance. Adult tickets are $20. Kids 2 to 12 are just $10. Or you can purchase your tickets tomorrow night at the gate. We're going to try to get the 8 gates open right around 4 o'clock. What's really neat, from 4:30 to 6, all six of the monster trucks will be displayed on the front stretch. The kids can go down, get pictures right up close to them. And today, actually, the Stinger Unleashed monster truck will be on display from 2 to 6 at TriStar in Somerset. So if you're in the Somerset region or you can drive over to Somerset, come meet Zane, see the truck today. Really excited about tomorrow.
And do you still consider a 27-year-old professional a kid? I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, man, it's always a great time. Bill, thanks for coming on with us, man. Can't wait to see you guys tomorrow night and see some monster trucks destroy stuff.
Hey, thanks for having me, folks. Have a great weekend.
That's a good guy. I like Bill, man. He's powered by Bowser, where they are open for your business with Y108.